The current UTV ordinance, which allows for UTVs on municipal roads, was passed in early 2020 and amended to include UTVs capable of reaching speeds over 45 miles per hour in September. Mayor Ken Miyagashima says he's been surprised by the amount of UTV vehicles in Las Cruces.
It was probably almost a year ago that we had passed the ordinance to allow UTVs. And I have to say, I for one had no idea the magnitude of how many UTVs there are in the city. I know some have taken videos, and the city does their best, the city police, to regulate it, but it's just gotten very difficult.
In a month-to-month comparison, the Las Cruces Police Department reported a 64% increase in calls related to UTVs and ATVs from 2019 to 2020. On average, the department received 15 complaints per month. Deputy Police Chief Paul Brock says the pandemic has also been a factor in increased UTV and ATV use.
What's interesting to note about this is I think that part of the COVID pandemic, with it closing down other means of recreation for citizens and the people of Las Cruces, they begin to look for alternate means of recreation, one of them being UTVs and ATVs. So this may have contributed to the amount of calls that the police department was receiving in regarding complaints to these types of vehicles.
April, July, and October of 2020 were the months with the most reported UTV and ATV activity. Counselor Gabe Vasquez says he's witnessed multiple instances of unsafe UTV driving since the ordinance was passed last year.
Since enacting the ordinance, I will just say from my own personal experiences, I'd say at least half of the UTV drivers I've seen driving on city streets are, I guess what I would characterize as probably driving a little bit unsafely, oftentimes speeding. It's mostly the violation that I see, or pulling out of, you know, gas stations and other places, just, you know, obviously showing off what their vehicles can do.
Though unsafe UTV driving has been widely reported to the police, there have been no reported accidents involving UTVs in the last year. Deputy Police Chief Paul Brock, who says certifying UTVs through inspections will help, stressed that educating the public on the requirements of UTV use will be imperative.
I think when the ordinance first passed, it was kind of almost like a free-for-all. Everybody just thought, oh, everything's legal now. We can drive these things wherever we want to and do whatever we want. And they really didn't understand that there was specific guidelines to the ordinance and requirements.
Councillor Ioana Bencomo also addressed the need to continue education efforts in the UTV and ATV community.
This is a tough issue for me because I feel like this community, this ATV community, I have seen them organize very well. I'm just curious, you know, continuing to work with this group of people to do better outreach and education in the UTV community so that folk understand what's at stake, right? Like, what's at stake here for them, and why it is that their neighbors are wanting them to be more respectful.
The council will spend the next 6 months reviewing UTV use before making any further decisions. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.